Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are tying in to watch the Women Entrepreneur or listen to the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire podcast video cast. I am Julie Brainlady Anderson, your hostess for this show, and I am so excited to have yet another wonderful guest today from across the pond, Carol Evans. Carol, thank you for joining us on the Women Entrepreneur Show.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. We always enjoy all the interviews, but some of them have a little extra little something. And I love it when I'm able to bring in an international guest. So I appreciate your presence. But before I get started, I want to read for the listeners and the watchers your professional bio so they can get a little bit of your background, and then we'll kind of get into who Carol really is. As I said, Carol is visiting us from the UK. She is a successful entrepreneur. Let me put my glasses on so I don't murder this. Carol is a successful entrepreneur business coach, founder and CEO of consultancy and coaching, and the Planet Peacock Business Success Club. We're going to hear more about that. She is also a best-selling author, so we'll look forward to hearing about her books. Carol inspires and mentors business women to overcome obstacles and scale up their businesses to reach their true potential without sacrificing their soul, time, and well-being. So once again, Carol, welcome to the Women Entrepreneur Show.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Well, this is, as I was looking at the content on your website, as I always do with our guests, it's so impressive. It's like you have got so much. There's a plethora of wonderful wisdom and information and content there. But I want to know, how did you get to this place? Like, what led you to want to become a women's business coach, or to build this beautiful business that you have built? What was that journey like for you?
Okay, well, it's a long story. I'll try and make it as quick as possible, but I didn't actually set out to be in business. So when I was 18, I was actually heading for a career in musical theatre, believe it or not. And I wanted a summer holiday job. So when I finished one college, before I was going to musical theatre school, I wanted a summer job so I could earn some money to help me through school. And my mom just wouldn't let me go abroad. So I ended up on a last minute holiday, actually, with my mom and granddad, went to stay in this hotel. And whilst I was there, I got talking to the owners and I talked them into giving me a 6-week job for the summer. But I ended up staying there for 6 years. So I took myself off on my day off. I went to college and learned all the art of management and just absolutely fell in love with business. So by the time I left, I was a manager there. And then I just went on to my next job and just kept progressing, really. And I moved into healthcare and became a director for Priory Healthcare. And it was only when I was in that position, I did some amazing things. I spoke at the House of Lords. I was invited to Downing Street. And so I've done some really incredible things in my career, which, you know, I'm so grateful for. But it was only when I was at the Priory and I'd had my career in hotels, and there were so many people who were on my doorstep, professional women, who would not come into a psychiatric hospital. They were stressed, they were anxious, they were depressed, but they wouldn't set foot across the threshold because there was just so much stigma attached. Mm. And so I thought, well, hotels, spas and leisure, they make people feel good whilst they're there. And then you've got the other extreme in terms of people with chronic mental health illness having the hospital scenario. But what about all the people that fit in between? So I came up with this idea that I wanted to create my own non-medical kind of therapy center. So kind of spa-based, but a lot more therapeutic. And so that set me off on my own in terms of setting up in business. And it was through doing that project, which was over in Ireland, that I came across a lot of people and they kept asking me for advice, that can you come and help me do this? Can you come and help me do that? And along the way, consultancy and coaching was found. So I did lots of different things. I helped people franchise spas across different countries and just generally helped businesses. So it kind of fell into that by accident. And I loved doing that work. But then one day, I can't remember where this was, but I came across this article that I was reading, and it was saying about female-owned businesses, how they underperform those that are owned by men in terms of things like revenue, profit, and growth. Mm-hmm. And I just could not believe it. And I thought, because business was so innate, it had become so innate to me, it's just like, well, why can this be? And so I started doing more and more research, and yeah, I realized a lot of things, and I thought, yeah, this is what I am really, really passionate about. I just really want to help women who are driven so much by helping others, supporting others, caring for others, wanting to do their best, but struggling in terms of growth, profits and revenue. You know, I wanted to help them to make more success in their businesses, basically.
You know, it's very cool that you discovered this along the way as you were kind of growing, but recognizing that. And I think that's something that a lot of women and that I have met in my course of my business, that they lead with the heart. And yeah. So the business side tends to not be as strong, not because they don't have the talent or they don't have the skills or they don't have the ability to bring in more revenue, but because they're leading with the heart, they're not always paying attention to the whole picture and what they need to do to be successful.
Yeah, I think that us women, we tend to undervalue ourselves. We tend to overvalue everybody else and undervalue ourselves. And I also think that when people go into business, they go into it because they know that they are really good at what they do, you know, and they think, oh yeah, I'm going to do this for myself. But when you move into business, it's business that becomes the job. You know, you can still do what you love and what you're best at, but running a business is a completely different set of skills. And it's, you know, we can get so busy kind of trying to make money because we don't charge enough. we get really, really busy. But we're working in our businesses all the time and not on our businesses, which is why we kind of end up being really busy, but just going round and round in circles and not actually growing.
Isn't that the truth? So true. So yeah. with that, as you have built your successful business, what are some of the traits or the skill set that you've had to draw on in order to build a very successful business and be a business leader?
Okay, so I've changed quite a lot since my move from being in the corporate world to now running my own business. That whilst I was in corporate, I think you behave like a man, you know, that you are ambitious, competitive. It's all about kind of how much money you've made, how much profit you've made, where is the market opportunities. But what I now do is that I am absolutely, totally true to my vision, true to my why, true to my purpose. And I think this is really, really critical to success. And it's, again, one of the things that us women aren't that good at. We tend to do what we think we should do and what we think other people want us to do and what we think we need to do to belong to the group of people around us, rather than saying, digging really deep and saying, what is it that I'm really, really good at? What is it that actually stirs my heart? What do I really love doing and what am I best at? And then once you know what difference you can make, what impact you can create, actually set a vision for what you want your business to be and make sure that it's in total alignment. And I think this is a real skill, is to actually set that vision and then reverse engineer back from it. So you know, you can make a plan to say, what do I need to do by when to actually hit that vision? Because you know, when you're the boss, there's nobody there to hold you accountable. So you can easily just put it off. But yeah. When you reverse engineer from that vision, you can also think ahead to what you need. What skills and resources am I going to need? And even what challenges can I expect to hit along the way? So how can I prepare for them in advance? And that is a real key to success for me, is just maintaining kind of resonance, really, with my brain, heart and gut in terms of vision, and then thinking backwards to what I need to prepare for so I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I think there's a big benefit to doing that. Start with the end in mind.
Yeah,
That,
absolutely. Yeah, it's a great saying that is, but it's so true.
it really is, because other than that, you're that end never becomes clear, and you never, like, you get wrapped up in the day-to-day inertia without a goal that is
Yeah.
going to drive you forward. Well, what do you think now? It's all you would think that it would be just like, okay, we can take a class, and that class is going to teach us business basics, and then we can follow the business basics, and we'll be successful. And yet, that's not always the case. And you being a coach and consultant, and probably just like me, we've seen this. We've seen women that are highly successful, and then we see the women that struggle, and after a few years, they're on to something else, or they go back to their 9 to 5, or they aren't as successful. What do you think is the what sets those two groups apart, in your opinion?
I think it's taking consistent, relevant action. And it's very easy just to be busy and not making any progress. And I think a lot of people give up before they've actually tried everything. So, yeah, you can read and learn and go to a class and learn all about business, but actually applying it is a different thing. And I think that's why clients who work with me and people like me do so much better, because it's not just about the knowing, it's about knowing how to implement it. And also that just encouragement to keep going. You know, okay, you've tried that, that doesn't work. But what about this? You know, a lot of people I meet seem to think that social media these days is their only source of marketing. You know, it's kind of like crazy to me. And if they're not getting customers, it's like, oh, my business is not doing well. Well, actually, have you tried this? There's other things to do. So yeah, until you've exhausted everything, we shouldn't give up.
Yeah, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And I think it's true, and I'm not just saying this because we're both in that, coaching consultant business, but really, I was having a conversation with a client earlier, and that's she's like, got all these brilliant ideas. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute, we have to cage these squirrels. That's what that's what I tell the innovator brains that just have these amazing ideas. That's great. Now we've got to organize them, right? We've got to organize
Yeah.
them. And our brain is going to, I tell people all the time, it's our brain's job to protect us. So if it feels doing this task is going to take a lot of brain energy, it's going to tell you go change the wash, right?
Yeah.
It's going to distract you, especially as a woman. So when you work with someone like yourself who can help keep you on track and see the forest for the trees, right? Because when you're in the midst of your own business, it's not that you don't have the skills or the talents or what it takes. It's sometimes you can't see the obvious because you're right in the middle of it. And that's where someone with your skill set, is such a benefit, I think.
Well, you just become so blinded by normal routines as well, and your normal kind of influences. So sometimes it is, as you say, in terms of you can't see the wood for the trees, you know, it's like, yeah, you become just rigid in terms of what you're expecting. And just going back to your point about ideas. You know, lots of people come to me and they say, oh my God, I've got so many great ideas. You know, like it's amazing. And I say, well, okay, that idea is actually worth 5% in terms of the success of your business. You
Right.
know, that idea is 5% worth success. Then your strategy and your action plan is worth 15%. So if you get your strategy right, you've got a great idea, you're 20% of the way there. And the other 80% is the consistent, relevant action.
Oh boy. Boy, that's a tough one. But I like the way you break this. Those percentages are cool, the way you broke that out, because yeah, you may have a million-dollar idea, but it is never going to gain you a penny if you don't have the other 95%
Yeah.
going, or even just that consistent work, because it's like I said, our brain will distract us if it feels it's a tough job, but it we have to do that tough work sometimes in order to feel the success. Now, you work with women. We work with women, obviously, at Women Entrepreneurs. And as you said at the very beginning, when you were telling your story, you noted, okay, wait a minute. They're just, women are not gaining the success, the financial success that men are in their businesses. Why is that? So what do you think is that sets that gender difference between a woman-owned business and a male-owned business that men just tend to be more fiscally, you know, more financially successful?
Yeah, well, I think it is down to the fact that us women want to do a good job. We want to help and support everybody else. That is our primary objective. So things like creating accounts and budgeting and forecasting and planning, they're not natural things to us. You know, we're not conditioned to think about creating. It's not sexy, is it? It's like we want to do the job. You know, we don't want to sit and pore over paperwork and spreadsheets. And we also, because it's difficult for us as well, because we're not conditioned to do that, it's very hard. And just as you were talking in terms of the brain, you know, our brains are designed to keep us safe, keep us within our comfort zone, keep us doing the things that we know how to do. And finding the time to do things that we class as, that's not going to be very nice. we will never find the time to do that. But I also think it comes down to us and our relationship with money and the value we place on ourselves, because we've been conditioned to value the other attributes that we have around care and support of others and not making money for ourselves. And I also think that we have a tendency as women to want to fit in, that we, you know, whatever our group is, whatever our family is, nobody will want to poke their head above that level because they fear not fitting in anymore. And the sad thing is that we need more women to actually poke their heads above their groups and for that to become the norm, because the more we do that, the more it will feel okay for women to do that, that they're not sacrificing what comes naturally to them in terms of the care.
Yeah. Lead and the others will follow, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Inspiring and empowering. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I tend to agree. Women, just the way their makeup of their brain, again, putting on my brain lady hat, but the makeup of their brain, we tend to be more relational, you know? And then I think when you add to that neuroscience piece, the fact that there is a societal expectation and societal pressures and all of that, the way that we're raised, and no matter how much growth has taken place in certain countries like Europe or the US, there's still a perception, you know, at the end of the day, if both husband and wife or both mates or significant others are working, it's going to be the woman that does the caretaking, right? You know, if they're both doing the same amount of work outside of the house, you know, it's not always. So it is this kind of mindset and societal thing that goes along. But I agree. If a woman, if the more women that set the example, the more women will have an example to follow.
Yeah. And I think just if you're in that position, just being able to help raise other women up. You know, stop this putting people down, and you know, and quite often women are worse at that than men are towards women. You know, it's more likely to be women who will kind of, what's she doing that for? You
know? Isn't that sad? It's like we should always be supporting each other, and yet sometimes we're kind of get catty. You know, we get like,
oh,
what are you doing that for?
Yeah.
It's come back down here with us.
Yeah. But it's about accepting that none of us are any better than anybody else. And none of us are worse than anybody else. But it's our choice what we do. And we should respect each other and know. So we talk about Planet Peacock. Well, the planet is, to me, where we all exist together. We are all in this together, all in this circle. No one's above us, no one's beneath us. But every single one of us has got a different role to play, and we are all essential to creating the end result. So it's just kind of accepting that we're going to be different, and different is good.
Mm-hmm. different is good and no competition. There's plenty of work, yeah. plenty of, you know, plenty of, there's not a, doesn't need to be a competition between individuals. I love that. I love that. And you I love right. that analogy. I like that because, you know, all of those feathers in their place make an absolutely beautiful, beautiful display at the end when it's shown off.
Sorry, I was just going to say the feathers in that logo are all meant to represent a different aspect of a woman's life. So all the different roles that she plays, and then she is balanced right in the middle. So hence the fanning of the feathers, and she's in the middle, and then she sits within the planet. So
I like that. I'm glad you explained that, because I was seeing it differently, but I like the knowing the idea behind the design. It's a beautiful concept, beautiful visual that people can take. So now there's obviously in building a business, whether you're male or female, right? There's always going to be challenges. So when those challenges come up for you in order to be successful and move through them and keep going and continue building, how do you personally deal with those challenges?
Oh gosh, well, how do I deal with them a lot better now than I used to, that's for sure. So I think just being able to get through challenges helps you to build up resilience. And I think also when you are driven by a vision and by how you want to create impact and make a difference, it helps you over those challenges. I've learned to just examine the challenges. Are you talking, if you're talking about terms of things that don't work out, so there's lots of things that I've done that haven't worked out, and I will now just look at those quite coldly. Maybe I might have a little cry first, but I will look at them and I will just learn from them. What could I have done better? Why did that happen? What can I do in future? What other skills do I need? What resources do I need? Where did I, even just recently, I've just employed somebody and, you know, there's a couple of things that I was a bit casual about and, you know, it caused me a bit of stress. It stopped me sleeping one night, you know, and then I thought to myself, you know, just know, just look at your operating processes and follow them. You know, you get comfortable sometimes in the way that you work. And I think, following processes and making sure you do it consistently. That was my lesson here. But yeah, I think you've just got to look back and say, how can I make it better? How can I keep developing, keep learning?
Beautiful. Yeah, it's every, there is no such thing as failure, really. It's just lessons.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Just lessons.
It doesn't feel like that all the time, I have to say. So
exactly. When you're in the middle of it, it's.
yeah, it's different. But I think knowing kind of, yeah, this is what I've got to do, but also being kind to yourself and saying, yeah, I'm bound to have this reaction, but I'm going to get over it. I know tomorrow I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, beautiful. So tell me then, because you've got a lot of resources and we've gotten through a lot of great content, but I'd really like to know more about how you help business women to grow in their businesses. Like you do, you've talked about, you know, processes and you've talked about, you know, that other, the consistency and the 80%, like what, how do you personally help business women to grow their business or even start their business or however that looks?
Yeah. Most of the women that I work with have already got a business and some of them might be in the early stages and some of them might be leveling up to a significant size. So it depends on where they're at and what stage they're at. But I will help them in terms of setting their vision, creating their plan, what is their strategy for early businesses, but then also help them in terms of looking at what the organizational structure needs to be. You know, what do they need in terms of their assets, resources, their staff? Where can they, if it's right in the early days, where can they delegate certain tasks that aren't tasks? I help them to understand all the skills, so the finance skills, the accounting skills, the marketing skills, the even getting visible. You know, I have a photography and video side to my business as well, so I help women who are scared to be in front of the camera get out and be visible. But I have a whole range of different programs, from a strategy day, from my membership club, to one-to-one consulting. And I also do retreats where I take people off into luxurious locations so they can get that space to find, reconnect with themselves and revisit their vision and, you know, what they want to do.
I love that. Okay. So you have to tell us now, there are, as I mentioned at the beginning, as I was looking at your website, you just have so many resources on that site. And I want to make sure that the listeners that want to stay connected with you are able to, and by the way, that the website is, it's planetpeacockclub.com. So yeah. if anyone who wants to connect, that's a great way to get started, but we're going to talk about other ways as well. So tell us a little bit about this. You've got master classes that you do. You've got a business. I don't want to butcher the name. You've got a, it's not a mastermind. It's a business success club. So yeah. tell us a little bit about those things. So you've got books as resources. You've got this success club. Tell us what the success
I'll say it.
And then I want to hear more about the retreats too. So first let's start with the success club and then the master class and then the retreats.
Okay, so the business success club is about bringing women together into a safe place and to work with a common purpose. And I say it's about being a come and be a voice for change. And this is about saying, you know, let's do what we can to create more success in business. Let's get the skills. Let's empower other people. Let's raise other women up. So it's all about kind of empowering each other. I go into there once a month and help people in terms of, encourage people in terms of setting goals for the month, but also reviewing what they've done last month. This is all in a group setting in an online platform, online community. I do one little mini training session a month, and then at the end of the month, I do a question and answers with everybody live or recorded. But there's also a library of resources. So there might be a guide on Instagram, or there might be a guide on vision setting or goal setting or managing your time, different resources that people can dip into as and when they want to. But it's really also about women who want to give back. So there's a percentage of money that will go to chosen charities. I've got one that's planting trees in the rainforest in Brazil, and another one, the Girls Network over here in the UK, that supports young girls from disadvantaged communities. So it's really about what I believe in life, which is about creating business success, because through business success, we provide opportunities to others and we can contribute to causes. And it's just about creating that vibe about, yeah, let's create more, let's be open about this and create more business success.
I love that. And so now for those of you who are thinking, oh, wait, she's in the UK, this is online. So it doesn't matter where they're at.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world you can tap into it.
All online, and it's great for bringing the whole world together, really, isn't it? Because we all want the same thing in terms of creating better opportunities, making the world a better place.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, what about your masterclass that you run? Because you run those periodically, so we're not exactly sure what the date is. We will make sure that we put that information out when we get closer. What does your masterclass entail?
Okay, so the masterclass is really what I'm now calling the one-day retreat. So it is a masterclass. It's where people can come just for the day and focus on their business, but they can get space. So again, it's in a real luxurious rural retreat. A different environment helps you to think differently. It helps you to just open up to the real possibilities that exist for you, all the opportunities. It's with a very small group of women, so up to six women. So you get the benefit of individual attention on your business, but you get the inspiration and empowerment from being amongst other women. And remember that other people see things in you that you don't see yourself. So again, we're going to be revisiting the vision, setting the strategy. We're going to be burning our limiting beliefs. We're going to be sending them up in smoke. So we'll leave without those. And it also includes some camera training. So we're going to teach people how to pose in front of the camera, how to take better selfies so that they can constantly be creating images that actually match the quality and brand of their business. And then there's Q&A and lots of lunch and fizz and cookies and cuppers. So it's a great day, but it's one that actually is designed to really help people create that strategy, that organization that they need.
Okay. And I have one more thing I want to really know about, because you mentioned before we started recording, you have a longer retreat than just that one day. That's a sure. bigger, more spectacular retreat, as if that one wasn't enough. Tell me about that.
Okay. So
you never know. I might take a flight.
I would attend if it wasn't mine. So I've got a 4-day retreat in Slovenia next year. And if you have not been to Slovenia, it is the most beautiful country. And it's the only country that has love in its name. So Slovenia. But it's actually gorgeous. It's the place where I'm holding this retreat sits just beneath the Alps. It's in a very, very rural location. It's built on 4 energy lines. Everything within this hotel is completely natural. The food is all organic. The wine list is incredible. It's going to be so luxurious. And, you know, the bedrooms all got balconies looking up to the mountains. And so this is really about stepping away into real luxury of time that you gift yourself, but also the environment is just incredible. We're going to go on things like star walks. So when it's dark, we'll go out close to the mountains. And, you know, when you look at us women and we think, oh no, we can't possibly expect to achieve that. You know, we're only small, you know, we're only meant to be this. Look at the size of the universe. Look at those stars. You know, nothing we could possibly wish for is too big. And so I want to take people out into that environment, and there'll be lots of different activities, but it is super luxurious. This is a incredible hotel, and I love the way that they do business. And one of the reasons why I want to go there is that just staying there is a business masterclass in its own right. Watching how these people work, mm-hmm. watching how they serve their guests, and the attention they pay to the small details is an absolute masterclass. Yeah.
I love it. Can't wait till that landing page shows up so we can go check it out more. All right. Well, we could go on. We could just keep chatting on this because so many different things, but we need to wrap up. Oops. I just messed up my camera. We need to talk about how people can stay connected with you. So what does that look like? Where's the best way, other than going to planetpeacockclub.com? Did I say that right?
Planetpeacockclub.com.
Other than going to that, what are some other great ways that they can stay in touch with you? You're on Instagram as I am Carol Evans, right?
I am on Instagram as I am Carol Evans. Also, Planet Peacock Club.
Got it. And Fabulous Female Business is a Facebook group that you have.
Yes, I love that.
And then we also put up your email and your phone number here, and we're kind of running a ticker of all the ways to stay in touch with you on the screen. So if you're listening and you're not watching this as a video, go to the show page, and we will have all of those links on there. And other than that, Carol, thank you so much. I hope that everyone will stay in touch with you and keep connected, because I can't wait to hear the wonderful things that you have coming up.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure to talk to you today, Julie. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. It's been wonderful having you on. I'm going to tap my, see if that changes that. I don't know. Everybody's just going to look at me fuzzy. It's not going to affect those who are listening. We are so excited here at Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire to have these wonderful guests that we feature on the show almost every week. We have so many wonderful wonderful women that bring a great advice and great insights to help you as women entrepreneurs build your businesses and be more successful and enjoy doing it. Try to limit that stress and just really thrive in your business. So if you have a great topic or a great business that you would like to see highlighted on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire Show or the WE podcast, please reach out to us, reach out to our group liaison, Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, at Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire, all plural. So Women Entrepreneurs with an S, extraordinaire.com. And you can, she'll try to she'll see if you're a good fit for the show, as well as if you, there are topics you want to, like, you may be like, hey, I don't know how to, this Instagram stuff confuses me, or the social media confuses me, or I need business basics, right? We'll have Carol back on and teach us some business basics. Just let us know what you need, and we'll try to get that scheduled in on the Women Entrepreneur Show. Check out our website and our group on Facebook and stay connected. Check out our membership levels, and we would love to support you in any way we can. So lots of things to do, lots of things to go think about in your business. So go do that. Go take a nice deep breath. Get a breath of fresh air. Walk outside in some green space and take that deep breath. And until next time, I want you to go out there and simply enjoy every moment.